What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Joe. Sidney Torres was on with us before the news about the contract to pick up trash in the French Quarter starting August 1st this week. Troy Henry, now managing partner at Henry Consulting, joins us. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad that you're here. I want to ask you some of the same exact questions that I just asked Sidney, because I think that we need to get both sides of this conversation. So with the pending court challenges and appeals, with the mayor's office insisting that they have a legal emergency contract in place with your company now, with the Louisiana Attorney General's very conflicting opinion, the French Quarter Management District selecting IV waste under a new state law that says they can pick the provider if the city fails to do so, and all of the other muddy waters surrounding trash pickup right now in the French Quarter after tomorrow, why do you feel that you should be and will be picking up trash in the French Quarter under this contract?
Well, it's a pretty crazy scenario, first of all, and thanks for having me on. It's a mess, but it's very, very clear. Henry Consulting won a procurement process, and what we are attempting to do is to just perform on the process that we were selected to do. The emergency contract, the city has a right to enter into an emergency contract, regardless of what the Attorney General says. She doesn't have jurisdiction over this. No court in the state of Louisiana thus far has deemed our contract as invalid. So we have a valid contract with the city of New Orleans. Sidney Torres understands that his contract is nothing more than a backup contract. And it says that if there is no other valid contract in place, then his contract with the French Quarter Management District will kick in. Our contract is a valid legal contract according to the Civil District Court of New Orleans. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeal has also ruled the same way. And so we are nothing more than anticipating performing on the contract that we have signed. And I remind you, this is just a simple emergency contract that is a stopgap because of the other effort by the Morrell-Moreno regime to try and never have us perform work because of our political preferences. So we've got all of this heat that's coming at us from all of these directions that are principally either ego-driven or politically motivated. But look, my team stands firm. We know we're on solid ground. We know legally we are the sole contract effective midnight tonight that has the authority to perform work for the city of New Orleans in the French Quarter, period.
Although, well, we just talked to Sidney Torres. He's going to keep picking up the trash in the French Quarter. He's going to keep spraying lemony fresh soap on the streets of the French Quarter and pressure washing the French Quarter. And it's my understanding you're both going to be out there. I guess you're going to start tomorrow. You're both going to be out there trying to pick up the same trash.
What you'll find is Sidney will get probably notified soon that he's not authorized after midnight tonight. His contract has been terminated. And as a result of that, the only person that owns the streets of New Orleans are the city of New Orleans, not the French Quarter Management District, and thus, as a result, he won't be authorized to perform these disruptive services on behalf of any organization. So, this is just another stunt by him to continue to try and, you know, get sympathy for his popularity contest that he's been running. Look, he's wildly popular. Congratulations to him. At the end of the day, we won the contract. We have a legal contract. We're going to execute and perform.
There's some discussion that the state Supreme Court may step in before midnight tonight. We'll have to wait and see if they do issue an injunction or any kind of ruling at all. But let me ask you this. If you're charging more for fewer services, and the city council...
That's the wrong premise, first of all. I'm not.
Okay. Well, go ahead, then let's start there. You're not charging more for fewer services?
That is correct. That is not true. Let's
your
explain
contract,
what is happening.
Your contract is more expensive, but it includes
absolutely... Hold up. Let's stop right there. The contract that I have is the same contract that was approved by the city in December. Okay? That contract is for $8.2 million. That is the value of that contract. Okay? The equivalent contract that Sydney bid was $11.8 million. He forgets to tell you that, okay? So what we've done on an emergency basis is simply a precursor to the long-term contract that we expect to kick in the middle of August, okay, after the Fourth Circuit hearing. That's all it is. So when you're going to compare apples to apples, don't compare my price for the contract for $8.2 million to his emergency price. Compare it to the price that he put in his bid of $11.8 million. He was going to milk
the city.
But
in the interim, in the short term, there is a disparity, though.
For a week? So you think we ought to do another contract, one value, then switch to another contract? We've already began performing. Tonight, we will begin performing on the long-term contract because the value is the same. So we don't have to go and play the kabuki dance game of now switching from one set of options to another. We begin investing in the assets. We've begun doing all of the things that it takes to perform on the long-term seven-year contract.
Do you have the staff you need right now? Do you have the trucks you need? Do you have everything you need at midnight tonight to start doing this job?
We can start.
Because reports are that as recently as yesterday, you were still approaching workers trying to hire them away to do the job.
Not true. That's just all of the nonsense these guys are throwing out there. They've been sending out so much misinformation. I just don't spend the time to answering the nonsense. You know, what you'll do is you'll see when we get started. We're overstaffed, quite frankly. We expect there to be some fall off or what have you. We don't need any of his workers. We don't need them.
So you insist this is just a popularity contest, but it seems like the mayor's the only one in your court. The city council, the French Quarter Management District, French Quarter Citizens Groups, everybody seems to support Ivy Waste. You just look around the signs up all over the French Quarter. Even the attorney general not in your camp. Who else is in your camp if it's not just the mayor?
No, listen, what it is the rule of law is in my camp. So that's the primary focus of this, is the rule of law. We went through a legal process. It wasn't a popularity contest. It wasn't an election.
The city council canceled that contract, and the mayor had to then...
They don't have the authority to cancel a contract. That's wrong. The city council did not cancel a contract. They don't have that authority. The judge has ruled the city council does not have that authority. So, look, this is a political game. Don't castigate this in a different way than it is.
Politically, why don't they like you then? Why is everybody except the mayor against you politically?
I don't think everybody except the mayor is against me. We get a tremendous amount of support. Maybe not all of your listeners, but you listen on other radio stations, I can tell you, we get an overwhelming amount of support. And the first thing they do is they bring up the shady track record of Ivy and Kenner and look at the things that they've done there and the investigations and indictments that they're under. So, listen, I don't think you think that maybe there's an overwhelming popularity for one contractor. I don't see it that way. The world I live in is different than the world you live in.
All right, fair enough. And perspective is often very different than reality, and we can agree on that. At midnight tonight, do you pledge to the people of the French Quarter that you will be providing high-level services equal to or above those that they've been accustomed to receiving, and that the French Quarter will be as clean as it has been, it will smell as good as it has smelled, the trash will be picked up as well as it has, and everything in their lives will continue from a sanitation point of view to be as good as it has been or better?
So the answer to that is a yes, but the primary answer is we will meet all of the obligations of our contract. And in that contract, it also includes the lemony scent that he's made into this mystery of mystique. It's a requirement. It wasn't some gratis service that's being provided. It's a requirement in the contract, of course. Okay? So this, what he's trying to do is create me into a boogeyman so that everybody who's never seen us perform, although they have, they just didn't realize it was my company, because all of downtown today and all of downtown that was during the Super Bowl wasn't Ivy. It was Henry Consulting that cleaned it. And downtown has never been cleaner as well. So all of a sudden, he's trying to make it into the world is going to end if he's not the one doing this, which is just ridiculous. And it's just part of this whole dishonest campaign that he has. And it's probably the reason that he had integrity lapses in Kenner.
All right. Well, let's address some of those allegations that are floating around out there. I want to give you a chance to address some things people are saying. So I'll just ask you this flat out. Are you offering Mayor Cantrell anything at all in return for her support?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And her contract, when it seems like there is so much opposition from so many other groups. Is the mayor getting anything out of this? Are you offering her anything at all?
Well, first, I'm just going to tell you, it's an insulting comment because you're asking me, am I doing something illegal? Okay? That's what that is.
Well, I'm just giving you a chance to address the allegations that are everywhere. If you don't want to address them, that's your right. You don't have to.
The allegation is the answer is no. And the fact is, the question, I didn't hear you ask Sydney that. Sydney is one of the largest contractors in the city today, picking up other areas, but you didn't ask him that. Why?
Because I haven't heard those allegations. That? I'll be happy to ask him. I just haven't heard allegations that are, and I'm not trying to give these allegations any credence or any support. I'm just hearing them that they're out there, and why don't you give
you
the
you're
opportunity
hearing
to address
them? Because there are a bunch of racist people out there that want to insinuate that every time an African-American firm wins a contract, it's corrupt. But when a white firm wins a contract, it's merit. And to think that all of a sudden now we've done something dishonest and to accuse me of that is insulting. Okay,
well, I'm not accusing you. I'm just giving you a chance to address it. That's all.
Okay, I'm just explaining to you. That's the rhetoric that goes on out there. Is that the reason he got it is because somebody did something inappropriate. Not that I kicked his butt on merit. When you look at the scores for the proposals, who won the proposal and how badly I beat him. No, he don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, it's just a shame overall that the people of New Orleans, particularly those now in the French Quarter, are caught in the middle of all of this, because there clearly is a personal,
yeah,
a political. There's a lot going on here that a lot of people are getting stuck in the middle of. And
you think about it this way, Dave. He's a substitute teacher. He came in, they brought him in as a substitute teacher for a stopgap period of time. And now he doesn't want to leave. And now he wants to whine about, why can't I leave? Because the full-time teacher is now in place. And that's matters.
The two of you have very different views on this, and obviously it's playing out very differently throughout the media, social media, and everywhere else. Troy Henry, I do appreciate your time and joining us here on WWL. I hope this ends well for everybody involved and that we have a clean city. And that in the end, this just becomes a chapter that was ugly that led us to a place that is not ugly. Troy Henry, thank you so much. And I do wish you luck midnight tonight. If indeed there is not any further court intervention, that you're able to do everything that you said you're going to do, and the people will be happy with your services. Thanks for joining us here on WWL.
Thank you.
All right, Troy Henry. We heard from Sidney Torres. We heard from Troy Henry. What do you think? 504-260-1870. We'll see if the Supreme Court of Louisiana intervenes before midnight. There sure are very different legal opinions we're hearing from the different camps on this, and it really is an ugly fight, and it just feels like we're all caught in the middle of it. I just want to go sit at the kids' table and get away from the adults, I guess, for a little while. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe I'm at the kids' table and need to go sit with the adults. I don't know. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Coming up, we're going to talk about friendship. It's International Friendship Day. How many friends you got? We'll be back after this on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.